only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye-bye. All righty. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
All right.
I don't know, man. It's Friday. I've lost it.
That's just where we're getting it.
It's just right there.
What are you doing this weekend? What do you got going on?
A little thing called None of Your Damn Business. That's what I'm doing. No, actually, it's nice, man. I don't have any plans, and I'm going to enjoy it. Going to take care of a few little things around the house, but we've been running around so damn much that I haven't had like a weekend to enjoy, you know? So, yeah.
Shut up. Don't complain. I've been DJing weekends for the past 8 years.
DJing, boy, that sounds tough. Oh, boy.
It is. Dude, it is tough. Trust me. It's not easy.
I've seen.
You try.
I've seen. You and that Steve Aoki guy, all you do is press a button and let it play.
It's Steve Aoki, whatever. It's exactly the same
as that guy. You know, he's like a billionaire. It's insane.
Dude, he makes like 100 G's a gig. You guys out there make fun of DJs?
Well, here's the thing.
This guy's banking, dude.
I'm not making fun of it. What he does, I mean, because all the stuff now, he's pretty much has everything mixed down. Like I've seen videos of what's going on behind the booth for those guys, and it's nothing. It is nothing. They're like faking it.
It depends on who it is.
No.
A lot of the guys. Some guys are mixing live. Don't let Brock put this notion in your head.
No. They all have pre-made mixes, and they just push a button. The only thing Steve Aoki does is throw a cake in the middle of his set, and that's it.
It's pretty funny. Actually,
which is, dude, that guy has got some cake aim, man. That one where it's a bunch of people get a guy in a wheelchair and they hold him up.
He launches a cake. I'm telling you, 50 yards, bro.
Dude, launches it, and it's a full-size sheet cake, and it blasts this guy in the face. I mean, and it's unbelievable.
There's multiple videos of that.
Yeah.
Of him just bullseye.
That one seemed, the distance and the size of the cake seems a little bit of luck involved, but dude, I mean, straight up almost decapitates this guy with a Walmart sheet cake. It's unbelievable.
And if people out there think, well, that's kind of a jerk thing to do, the crowd loves it.
Dude, everyone went nuts.
Trying to get hit by the cake.
That's made that guy's life, dude. I mean, and they could have went so many different ways, but the fact that he blasted it perfectly, I mean, just pink and frosting mist. Kapow!
Praise the cameraman, too, because he's got the best view of it, too. It's like a first person whoop.
Nuts. Well, I hope you have fun throwing cake at people's faces this weekend.
It probably wouldn't end up well.
You go up and grab that cake when they're cutting it, like, in the face.
You haven't even cut it yet. Come on. What are you doing?
I saw it on YouTube. All right, hey, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you Larry with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can. Abyss. See what they did there? They said can, but can abyss. You know, the good stuff. The good,
hot,
sweet, sticky, icky stuff Willie Nelson's been hitting since 45.
Since
the stuff.
He was born, basically.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do...
Pulled a hair out of my nose, dude. Oh.
What are you doing that for? Are you stalling for time? Now I can talk about this while I'm also looking for a word.
Exactly. So why don't you shut up? I'm helping you out a little bit.
I do have that one. I've noticed it to show my age a little bit. I got that one nose hair that grows back about once every 6 months. And, dude,
they grow fast.
Dude, it is as thick as, like a piece of wire. It's nuts. Dude.
Like a bristle.
Crazy.
Dude, instant eye water.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I'm crying right now.
Pulled out part of my brain with that one. I think it was attached. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of our weird old man nose hair. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do ball call. Oh, this is a good one. Ball call.
Ball call.
Ball call. Ball call.
Sometimes I'm like wearing a towel, you know, out of the shower. Like, hey, look at the wife. And you start doing the thrust where you know, you get the slap. Is that the ball call?
No, but I know what you're talking about. After a nice steamy shower, everything's got a little bit more hang to it. You know, you're looking real presentable. It doesn't take long, though, for that to go away. In the summertime, it lasts a bit longer. Wintertime, as soon as you step out of the shower, right back up. But no, that is not the ball call, Hunter. No.
Okay.
Good try, though.
Worked.
Good troll. Ball call.
I don't know. It's like when you're... Balls call your uncle or something? I don't know.
What? No, it's the chick version of booty call. It's when a chick calls a guy for sex.
A ball call.
Get it? She's calling to get the ballin'. That's what it is. Yeah, so when a chick calls a guy. Example, Amy gave me a ball call at 3 a.m. She was drunk.
Hey, you know what? I'm
ring.
Really craving some balls right now. Said no girl ever. Ever. This you know, term has never been used.
Really, you know, really,
I'm really craving some balls.
I'm pretty horned up right now. Just I'm craving some meaty clackers. Hey, you never know.
Nothing else. I don't really need anything else.
Sometimes the ladies appreciate it. I don't know.
Just some nice wrinkly.
This thing's just swinging around, slapping chins. All right, that's enough. That's enough, Hunter. That is your dumb vocabulary. Probably our last one ever.